So we celebrate today this great feast day of our Blessed Mother, the Immaculate Conception, which is so much more than just an event that took place in time. For that it is. It's an historical event. The moment that our Blessed Mother was conceived in the womb of her mother Anne, it was an Immaculate Conception. As the prayers of the Mass say, as the teaching of the Church tells us, not touched by the stain of sin. Original sin had no claim on her. But it's so much more than that. It's her identity. If you notice, when the angel approached her, he said, "Hail, full of grace." That Greek word for full of grace, when you break it down, it means always has been, is now, and will always be full of grace. She is the Immaculate Conception. It was 1854 when the Church definitively defined this dogma. And then just 4 years later, at Lourdes, when our Blessed Mother was teaching little Bernadette to pray the rosary, Bernadette kept asking her, this woman, her name. And I think it was the fourth time that she asked. Mary looked down and said, "I am the Immaculate Conception." It's how she identifies herself. To be full of grace, unstained by sin. And as we heard from St. Paul in that second reading to Ephesians chapter 1, that was God's plan for all of us from the beginning, from the foundation of the world. He chose us in Him to be holy and without blemish before Him. For we heard in the first reading how through the original sin of Adam and Eve, God's original plan was thwarted. But God, our loving Father, did not turn His back on us. In that same passage from Genesis chapter 3, He goes on to give what's called the first gospel, the first announcement of the good news, that a Savior would come, born of a woman, and would squash the head of the serpent. That's why so many times our Blessed Mother is depicted standing on the globe with the serpent wrapped around it as she has conquered the serpent, the evil one. Adam and Eve had a faulty idea of freedom. They sought to form their own way, to create their own path. They desired to be like God. Our Blessed Mother teaches us the true path to freedom. Humility, poverty, obedience. So that the Lord can work His will in our life. Jesus, or God, saw it fitting to create this perfect dwelling place for His Son to become man, the womb of our Blessed Mother. Our Blessed Mother is now then a sign, a symbol of the Church, where God's presence is truly felt, truly seen, and truly is. Through our baptism, through our life of grace and virtue, we become members of that Church for which Mary is a model. We too become a holy dwelling place for God's presence in the world. We pray for the intercession of our Blessed Mother, that like her, we can become humble and empty, and in turn be truly free, so that God's will be accomplished in our life as well. Our Blessed Mother has a lot to teach us. She is our model of faith. In this world today where the word freedom is thrown around haphazardly and most often incorrectly, let us humbly turn to our Blessed Mother and beg for her intercession, so that our hearts and our eyes would be opened to what true freedom really is. So that by God's grace, the same grace that kept her free from sin, by that same grace, we too will say, Let it be done unto me according to thy word. Amen.